worship you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you in this house, oh God.
Te magnificamos en esta casa, Señor.
You're worthy to be praised.
Eres digno de ser alabado.
Praise God.
Gloria
praise
a Dios.
God.
Gloria a Dios.
Is anybody glad to be in God's house on a Wednesday night?
¿Alguien agradecido estar en la casa de Dios un miércoles?
Oh, is there anybody glad to be in God's house on a Wednesday night?
¿Alguien agradecido estar en la casa esta noche?
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Gloria a Dios.
Such a good day to be in the house of the Lord.
Tan día maravilloso para estar en la casa de Dios.
David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
David dijo, estaba alegre cuando me dijeron, vamos a la casa
Praise
del Señor.
God.
Gloria
glad,
a Dios.
Glad to be in God's house.
Agradecido estar en la casa.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for all of our church family that's out sick.
Voy a orar por toda la familia que está enferma en la iglesia.
That God will raise us up.
Que Dios nos va a levantar.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's get right into the word of the Lord tonight.
Vamos a meternos en la palabra esta noche.
2 Samuel chapter 4.
Segunda Samuel 4.
2 Samuel chapter 4.
Segunda Samuel 4.
When you got it, say amen.
Cuando estén ahí, digan amén.
After we're done there, we're going to flip over to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
Y luego después de eso vamos a ir a Segunda Samuel 9.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. Chapter 9, 2 Samuel chapter 9, we'll pick up verse 1. The Bible says, and David said, is there any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness, the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Mishar, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Mishar, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. And now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto the house, unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he said, he answered, behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all of the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. For just a couple moments.
Por unos cuantos momentos.
On a Wednesday night, I want to preach to you on this thought.
Un miércoles voy a predicar.
An invitation to the king's table.
Una invitación a la mesa del rey.
An invitation to the king's table.
Una invitación a la mesa del rey.
Put your Bibles down. Let's pray all over this house. Lift up your voice.
Ponga su Biblia a un lado y levanta su voz.
Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace.
Amamos por tu gracia.
We thank you for your mercy, oh God.
Gracias por tu misericordia.
We thank you for your loving kindness, God.
Gracias por tu amor que tienes.
God, I thank you that you found me when I was lost.
Gracias que me encontraste.
God, I thank you when you that you found me when I was broken.
Gracias que me
God, I thank
caído.
You for being in the house of the Lord.
Gracias por estar en la casa del Señor.
God, do a work in this house tonight.
Dios hace una obra
en
este lugar.
And we won't hesitate to give you the praise.
Y te vamos a dar toda la gloria.
Anoint my lips of clay.
Unge mis labios.
Somebody
barro.
Say in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Clap your hands all over this house.
Amen. Puedes todos abatir las manos.
Praise God. You
gloria
may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Se pueden sentar en la casa.
Saul and Jonathan went to battle at Jezreel.
Saúl y Jonatán fueron a la guerra en Jezreel.
And Israel lost the battle.
Israel perdió la batalla.
And as Saul and his three sons begin to flee,
y Saúl y sus tres hijos corren,
the Philistines followed hard after him.
Los filisteos lo estaban persiguiendo.
And the three sons of Saul were killed.
Y los tres hijos de Saúl fueron matados.
The Bible says that Saul was hit by the archers.
La Biblia dice que Saúl fue pegado por las lanzas.
Bible says that he was wounded.
Él fue herido.
And Saul would tell his armor bearer.
Y Saúl le dijo al que cargaba su espada.
He said, "I want you to take your sword."
Quiero que tomes tu espada.
He said, "I want you to kill me."
Y quiero que me mates.
He said, "So that the Philistines won't kill me."
Para que los filisteos no me maten.
Or so that they won't treat me like they treated Solomon.
O para que no me traten como trataron a Salomón.
But his servant had the spirit of David on him.
Pero su siervo tenía el espíritu de David.
And he wouldn't touch him.
Y no lo tocaba.
He wouldn't kill him.
No lo mataba.
And so the Bible says that Saul would fall on his own sword.
Y la Biblia dice que Saúl cayó sobre su propia espada.
And when his armor bearer saw that Saul fell on his own sword,
y cuando el que lo estaba viendo miró eso,
the Bible says that he did likewise.
La Biblia dice que él también hizo lo mismo.
And Saul is dead.
Y Saúl está muerto.
And Jonathan is dead.
Y Jonatán está muerto.
And the two brothers are dead.
Y los dos hermanos están muertos.
And even Saul's armor bearer is dead.
Y aún el que cargaba la espada está muerto.
The Bible says that the next day the Philistines came to strip the slain.
La Biblia dice que el día siguiente llegaron.
In that time, they would go back to the battle. And they would begin to plunder or to steal.
Iban a empezar a robarse las cosas.
All of the valuables of the slain.
Todas las cosas valiosas de los que murieron en la guerra.
The Bible says that they found the bodies of Saul and his three sons.
La Biblia dice que encontraron los cuerpos de Saúl y sus hijos.
Some scholars would say that the victory was so complete.
Algunos dijeron que la batalla era tan completa
that the Israelites didn't even have a chance or even dared
que los israelitas no tenían chance
to go and rescue the body of their king
para ir a rescatar el cuerpo de su rey
and the bodies of their three sons
y los cuerpos de sus tres hijos.
The Bible says that they cut off Saul's head.
La Biblia dice que cortaron la cabeza de Saúl.
They stripped off all of his armor.
Le quitaron todo su armamento.
And they sent it into the land of the Philistines.
Y lo mandaron a la tierra de los filisteos.
Where they would publish it in the house of their idols.
Donde lo publicaron en las casas de sus ídolos.
And they would fasten Saul's body to the wall.
Iban a poner el cuerpo de Saúl al muro.
What a tragic situation.
Qué situación tan trágica.
What a mess.
Qué problema.
The first king of Israel.
El primer rey de Israel.
A man who was a man of God.
Un hombre que era un hombre de Dios.
A man who was chosen as the first king of Israel.
El hombre que fue el primer rey escogido de Israel.
A man who was lost.
El hombre que estaba perdido.
Hanging on the wall of the enemy.
Colgado en el muro del enemigo.
Let me stop for just a minute and let you know.
Deja paro por un momento y te digo.
It doesn't matter where you're standing in the kingdom right now.
No importa dónde estás parado en el reino ahorita.
It doesn't matter what you've done up until this point.
No importa lo que has hecho hasta este punto.
It doesn't matter how many Bible studies you taught.
No importa los estudios bíblicos que has enseñado.
It doesn't matter how many sermons you preach.
No importa los mensajes que has predicado.
It doesn't matter how many songs you've sung.
No importa las canciones que has cantado.
You've got to finish the race.
Tienes que terminar la carrera.
You've got to go all the way with God.
Tienes que ir todo el camino con
you
Dios.
Can't stop short of the victory.
No puedes parar corto
you
de la victoria.
Can't stop short of the call of
no
God.
Puedes parar corto del llamamiento
but
de
you've
Dios.
Got to finish the race.
Pero tienes que terminar la carrera.
I remember the bishop preaching.
Me acuerdo el obispo predicar.
It really doesn't matter how you start.
No importa cómo comienzas.
But it matters how you finish.
Pero importa cómo terminas.
I come to tell somebody
le vengo
today,
a decir este día.
That don't you forget that you've got an adversary.
No te olvides que tienes un adversario.
That wants to take you off of the throne.
Que te quiere quitar del trono.
Don't you forget King Saul.
No te olvides Rey Saúl.
You've got a couple victories.
Tienes unas cuantas victorias.
You've got a couple battles.
Tienes unas cuantas batallas.
But the enemy is coming for your
pero
head.
El enemigo viene por tu cabeza.
You've got to finish the race.
Tienes que terminar la carrera.
You've got to go all the way with
tienes
God.
Tienes que ir todo el camino con Dios.
You've got to go. Saul forgot what it was to be linked up with God.
Saúl se olvidó estar conectado con Dios.
Saul had lost his way.
Saúl había perdido su camino.
Saul had got big in his own sight.
Saúl se había hecho grande en sus propios ojos.
And he lost track of the kingdom of God.
Y perdió el camino del reino de Dios.
And he lost track of what he was supposed to be doing.
Y perdió el camino lo que él tenía que estar haciendo.
Don't ever forget, saint of God.
No te olvides, santo de Dios.
That the kingdom is the main thing.
Que el reino es lo más importante.
That the word of God is the main thing.
La palabra de Dios es lo más importante.
That the house of God is the main thing.
La casa de Dios es lo más importante.
It ought to be in front of your face every day.
Debe estar enfrente de tus ojos todos los
it
días.
Ought to be in front of everything that you do.
Debe estar enfrente de todo lo que haces.
Don't ever lose sight of the kingdom of
no
God.
Pierdas la vista del reino de Dios.
Somebody clap your hands right now.
Alguien aplaude sus manos ahorita.
But death always creates some sense of chaos.
Pero la muerte siempre crea el caos.
The Bible says that when the Israelites heard that the men of Israel fled,
la Biblia dice que cuando los israelitas subieron que huyeron,
and that their king was dead,
y que su rey estaba muerto,
that they began to forsake their cities where they dwelt,
que ellos empezaron a irse de las ciudades donde ellos vivían.
The Bible says that they fled.
La Biblia dice que huyeron.
And the Philistines came and dwelt in their cities.
Y los filisteos vinieron y vivieron en sus ciudades.
The Bible says that Jonathan had a son by the name of Mephibosheth.
La Biblia dice que Jonatán tenía un hijo por el nombre
de Mephibosheth. And he was 5 years old.
Y él tenía 5 años.
When they heard the news of the death of Saul and Jonathan.
Cuando escucharon las noticias de la muerte de
Jonatán. And they too began to flee.
Y ellos también empezaron a huir.
And the pursuit.
Y el consigo,
as they desperately tried to get out of the city,
con desesperación querían salirse de la ciudad,
that would soon be taken over by the Philistines.
Rápidamente iba a ser conquistado por los
filisteos. In their pursuit,
en su consigo,
in their haste,
y en su carrera,
the Bible says that his nurse would take him up.
La Biblia dice que su enfermera lo iba a agarrar.
And they would flee the city where they dwelt.
Iban a correr de donde estaban viviendo.
And somewhere along the way, she lost her footing.
Y en algún momento en ese camino perdió
somewhere
su pie.
Along the way, she would stumble.
En el camino se tropezó.
Trying to hold the little boy in her hands.
Queriendo agarrar el niño en sus manos.
She would slip.
Se resbaló.
And the Bible says that the 5-year-old boy would fall down.
Y la Biblia dice que el niño de 5 años se cayó.
The Bible says that he was lame in his feet.
La Biblia dice que estaba cojo de sus pies.
She lost her grip.
Ella perdió su garra.
She lost what she had in her hands.
Ella perdió lo que tenía en sus manos.
She was holding a piece of the kingdom in her hands.
Estaba agarrando un pedazo del reino en sus manos.
And she lost her grip and he fell.
Y perdió su agarradera.
And he became lame in both of his feet.
Y se hizo cojo en sus dos pies.
What a devastating story.
Historia tan devastadora.
But the 5-year-old boy wasn't born like this.
Pero el niño de 5 años no nació así.
You see, Mephibosheth was dropped.
Mephibosheth fue tirado.
It wasn't his fault.
No era su culpa.
He was broken.
Él estaba quebrado.
He was lost.
Él estaba perdido.
And he was lame in both of his feet.
Y estaba cojo en sus dos pies.
Let me stop for just a minute and let you know.
Deja paro y te digo por un momento.
That there will be times in your life.
Que van a haber tiempos en tu vida.
When you're just on the path of God.
Donde estás en el camino con Dios.
When you're just on this thing called life.
Estás en el camino de la vida.
And you're walking alone, just going about your business.
Y estás caminando en tu negocio.
There will be times where you will fall down.
Hay veces que te vas a caer.
And there will be times where life will leave you broken.
Y hay veces que la vida te va a
dejar quebrado. And life will leave you scarred.
Y la vida te va a
dejar cicatrices. And life will leave you maimed.
Y la vida te va a dejar cojo.
And Mephibosheth was in a situation.
Y Mephibosheth estaba en una situación.
It wasn't even his fault.
Ni siquiera era su culpa.
We find ourselves in a similar situation today.
Nos encontramos en una situación similar.
Some of us under the sound of my voice right now.
Algunos escuchando bajo mi voz.
We've been dropped, we've been broken, we've been broken down and we've fallen down.
Nos han tumbado, nos han caído y hemos sido quebrados.
And we've become lame in both of our feet.
Y somos cojos en los dos pies.
And desperately we try to make a life for ourselves.
Y desesperadamente queremos hacer una vida.
But it's just too difficult because of the fall.
Pero es muy difícil por la caída.
And the Bible kind of mentions this story in passing.
Y la Biblia nomás menciona esto en pasando.
And the light turns to the King David.
Y la luz se pone al rey David.
As he begins his reign.
Mientras él empieza su reinado.
And the enemy was in charge in the time of Saul.
Y el enemigo estaba en cargo en el tiempo
and
de Saúl.
And after the reign of Saul, there was a lot lost.
Y después del reino de Saúl, mucho se perdió.
But David would come and start to wreak havoc again.
Pero David iba a empezar y penetrar el caos otra vez.
And he started taking back territory that the enemy stole.
Tomando territorio para atrás que el enemigo había quitado.
From the people of God.
Del pueblo de Dios.
Can I stop for a minute and tell you today?
¿Le puedo parar y decir un día?
That there are still some things that belong in the house of God.
Aún hay cosas que pertenecen en la casa de Dios.
Some things that belong in the kingdom of God.
Hay cosas que pertenecen en el reino
de Dios.
There's
still some things that belong right here in the house.
Hay cosas que pertenecen aquí en la casa.
And David said, I know Saul may have lost some things.
Y David dijo, yo sé que Saúl perdió unas cosas.
But I'm in charge now.
Pero yo estoy en cargo ahorita.
And we're going to take the kingdom back.
Y vamos a tomar el reino
we're going to take
atrás.
Territory back.
Vamos a tomar territorio.
Can I preach
atrás.
To somebody for just a minute?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien?
And let you know
y dejarlo saber.
That today is the day that the church gets on offense.
Este es el día que la iglesia toma la ofensa.
We start taking back some things that the devil has stolen from us.
Para atrás al enemigo lo que
it's been in the king, the defense's camp for too long.
Es ya tiempo de dejar la defensa.
Saul may have lost his way.
Saúl perdió su camino.
Other people may have lost their way.
Otras personas perdieron sus
but
caminos.
I wonder if I got somebody under the sound of my
pero
voice.
Pero pregunto si alguien me escucha esta noche.
That'll stand up and say, I'm taking back territory.
Que se puede parar y decir, voy a tomar
for
territorio
the kingdom
para atrás,
of God.
Para el reino de Dios.
Somebody ought to give God praise.
Alguien
right
debe
now.
Darle gloria a Dios.
He had a spirit of Shama.
Tenía un espíritu de Shama.
who had an attitude like nobody else in his time.
Que tenía una actitud como nadie más en su tiempo.
Well, they said, "Let us just have this bean field."
Donde dijeron, déjame quedar con este campo.
And Shama stood up and he said, "Not on my watch."
Y Shama dijo, no en mi punto.
You've got to get that type of attitude about the
Tienes
kingdom
que tener
of
esa
God.
Actitud del reino de Dios.
And David had that type of attitude.
Y David tenía esa actitud.
He said, "Nobody's taking the kingdom from me."
Dice, nadie me va a quitar el reino.
God put the kingdom in my hands.
Dios me dio el reino en mis manos.
And I'm going to make sure that the kingdom goes forward.
Y yo voy a estar seguro que el reino avance.
Does anybody got an attitude tonight?
¿Alguien tendrá una actitud esta noche?
Is anybody ready to fight for the kingdom of God?
¿Alguien está listo a pelear por el reino de Dios?
Is anybody ready to fight for your family?
¿Alguien quiere pelear por su
familia? Is anybody ready to fight for the city of Birmingham?
¿Alguien quiere pelear por esta ciudad?
Oh, praise God.
Oh, alabado sea el Señor.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Israel was in good hands.
Israel estaba en buenas manos.
As David would sit on the throne.
Cuando David estaba en el trono.
And there was really no threat to David's kingdom.
Y no habían amenazas al reino de David.
Feet after feet.
Pies tras pies.
Victory after victory.
Victoria tras victoria.
And he begins to stack up for the man David.
Y empieza a hacer
The Bible says that Saul has slain his thousands.
Y la Biblia dice que Saúl ha matado sus
and
mil.
And David has slain his tens of thousands.
Y David ha matado sus 10,000.
In the chapter 8 of 2 Samuel.
Capítulo 8 de 2 Samuel.
David literally slew 22,000 people at one time.
David literalmente mató 22,000 personas.
And later the Bible makes mention of him slaying 18,000 people at one time.
Luego la Biblia habla que David mató 18,000.
David was setting up his throne.
David estaba estableciendo su trono.
And he would take gold from the enemy.
Y él le quitaba oro al enemigo.
And he would take brass from the enemy.
Y le quitaba la plata al enemigo.
And he would take silver from the enemy.
Y le quitaba el bronce al
and
enemigo.
His kingdom was established.
Y su reino estaba establecido.
Life was good.
La vida estaba buena.
And David was living in the overflow.
Y David estaba viviendo en la bendición.
And David said one day.
David dijo un día.
He said, "Is there anybody left?"
¿Habrá alguien que queda
of the house of Saul,
de la casa de Saúl,
that I may show kindness to him,
que le puedo enseñar yo amor,
for Jonathan's sake.
Por el, de
and Saul had a large family.
Y Saúl tenía una
You've
familia
got to
grande.
See it today. Saul had a large family.
Tienes que verlo. Saúl tenía una grande familia.
But this is the devastation of what happens.
Pero esta es la calamidad que viene.
When people turn their back on God,
cuando el pueblo se aleja de Dios,
as David begins to search throughout the land,
mientras David empieza a buscar a toda la tierra,
he's trying to find one to bless.
Quiere encontrar a uno para bendecir.
In the house of Saul.
En la casa de Saúl.
But he can't find anybody.
Pero no puede encontrar a nadie.
These are the downline consequences of what happens.
Estas son las consecuencias de lo que pasa.
When somebody turns away from God.
Cuando alguien se aleja de Dios.
I just come to tell somebody today.
Yo le vengo a decir a alguien.
For your family's sake.
Por tu familia.
You gotta stay in the house of God.
Te tienes que quedar en la casa de Dios.
I just come to tell somebody today.
Yo le vengo a decir a alguien.
For the kingdom's sake.
Para el reino de Dios.
You gotta stay in the house of God. Don't you walk out of the door today.
No te alejes de esta
you
casa.
Gotta get yourself planted in the
que
house.
Plantado en la casa.
Somebody clap your hands
Alguien
if you believe
aplaude esas manos.
David respected Saul because of the anointing on his life.
David respetaba a Saúl por la unción.
And David loved Jonathan.
Y David amaba a Jonathan.
Probably close, the closest friend that he's ever had.
Y yo creo el amigo
he
más
was
cercano.
Like a brother to David.
Era como un hermano a David.
And David said, "Is there anybody left?"
Y David dijo, "¿Alguien que queda?"
And somebody remembered that there was a servant of Saul by the name of Ziba.
Y alguien se acordó que había un siervo nombrado Ziba.
And they called for him.
Y le llamaron a Ziba.
And David asked him the same question.
Y David le preguntó la misma pregunta.
"Is there anybody left in the house of Saul?"
¿Habrá alguien que queda de la casa de Saúl?
"That I may bless for Jonathan's
sake." Que lo pueda bendecir yo.
That I may show the kindness of God to him.
Para enseñar el amor de Dios.
And Ziba replied, "Yes."
Y Ziba respondió, sí.
Jonathan has a son.
Jonathan tiene un hijo.
Which is lame
que
on
es
his feet.
Cojo de sus pies.
He didn't even give David a name.
Ni siquiera le dio un nombre a David.
He identified David.
Lo identificó a David.
By his brokenness,
por su fracaso,
almost to say,
casi para decir,
you may not want him.
Tú tal vez no lo quieras.
Yes, Jonathan has a son.
Sí, Jonathan tiene un hijo.
But he won't be able to give you anything.
Pero él no te puede dar
yes,
nada.
Yes, Jonathan has a son.
Sí, Jonathan tiene un
but
hijo.
But he's lame in his feet.
Pero está cojo de los pies.
I come
pies.
To preach to somebody today.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien este
that
día.
That you've been identified by your brokenness.
Que tú estás identificado por tus problemas.
That culture around you has identified you.
Esa cultura escritura te ha identificado
by your fall,
por tu caída,
and by your brokenness,
y por tus problemas,
and by the fact that you're lame in both of your feet,
y que te has cojo de tus dos
but
pies.
I just come to tell you
y pero yo te vengo a decir,
that I thank God for the kingdom of God,
que yo le doy gracias a Dios por el reino,
that won't identify you by your brokenness,
que no se identifica por tus problemas,
but that'll look beyond your faults,
pero te mira más allá,
and that'll see every single need.
Y mira todas tus necesidades.
Is there anybody thankful today
hasta alguien agradecido
that we serve a God
que servimos
that's
a Dios,
not looking at everything that's messed up
que no
about
mira
me
los problemas
but that's
de
looking
ti.
At the potential that's resting
pero mira
on the
la
inside
potencial que tienes
somebody ought
de
to
ti.
Give God praise
alguien
for that
debe dar gloria
somebody
a Dios
ought
por
to shout for that
alguien debe alzar su voz.
He said, yeah, Jonathan's got a son.
Dice, sí, Jonathan tiene un hijo.
But he's lame in both of his feet.
Pero está cojo en sus dos pies.
And this is the tag.
Y esta es la cosa.
That the boy had to wear for his whole life.
Esta es la identificación que tenía el hijo.
Because every time he looked down at his feet,
porque siempre cuando miraba sus pies,
he remembered the scars.
Se acordaba la cicatriz.
And he remembered the failure.
Y se acordaba del fracaso.
And he remembered everything that happened to him.
Y se acordaba todo lo que le pasó.
And he's got to wear this all the days
y
of
tiene
his
que
life.
Cargar esto todos los días de su vida.
And this boy is lame in his feet.
Y este hijo está cojo de sus pies.
But David blew his mind.
Pero David le
and David asked him the question.
Y David le hizo la pregunta.
He says, where is he?
¿Dónde está él?
He said, I know everybody else would disqualify him.
Dice, yo, todas las personas
he said,
lo
I know
fuera.
Everybody else wouldn't want anything to do with him.
Todas otras personas no lo quieren a él.
Everybody else would just cast him aside.
Todos los demás los califican.
But David said, where is he?
Pero David dijo, ¿dónde está
he
él?
Said, I want to show the kindness of God
yo
to
le
him.
Quiero enseñar el amor de Dios.
Can I tell you today
¿te puedo decir este día?
That we are some messed up people.
Que somos un pueblo quebrado.
We are some broken people.
Estamos, tenemos muchos problemas.
But I'm thankful that God
pero
wanted to show me his kindness.
Me enseñó su amor.
I'm thankful that God
estoy agradecido que Dios
would call me to the palace.
Me llamó aquí.
I'm thankful that in the middle of my brokenness
estoy agradecido que en medio de
and in the middle of my mess
y en medio de todos
there's
mis errores,
still a God that would call me forth.
Aún hay un Dios que me llama.
Is anybody thankful today?
¿Está alguien agradecido este
somebody
día?
Clap your hands.
Right? Alguien aplaude sus manos.
And as Mephibosheth makes his way to the palace,
y cuando Mephibosheth iba al palacio,
I can only imagine what was going through his mind.
Me imagino lo que estaba pensando.
I thought I was forgotten.
Yo pensaba que estaba olvidado.
I hope this isn't my last day.
Espero que no es mi último día.
Afraid because it was the custom in those times.
Miedo porque era el costumbre en esos días.
For many of the new kings.
De muchos de los nuevos reyes.
To have the families of the former kings.
Tener las familias de los reyes antepasados matados.
Killed.
Matarlos.
So that they can eliminate any contenders to the throne.
Para eliminar cualquier
the Bible says that when he got to David,
la Biblia dice que cuando llegó a David
he fell on his face and did reverence
cayó sobre su rostro y alabó.
And David told him don't you be afraid
y David le dijo, no tengas miedo.
He said for I will surely show thee kindness
porque te voy a enseñar bondad.
He said for Jonathan thy father's sake
por la, tu papá Jonathan,
and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy
y te
father
voy a restaurar toda la tierra de Saúl.
And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually
y comerás pan continuamente en mi mesa.
The Bible says that he bowed himself and said,
la Biblia dice que se adobló y dijo,
he said, what is thy servant?
¿Qué es tu siervo?
That you should look upon me.
Que me miras a mí.
He said, I'm just a dead dog.
Yo nomás soy un perro muerto.
And he too
y él también
identifies himself by his brokenness.
Se identificó por sus problemas.
No doubt life has broken him.
Yo sé que la, sin duda tenía
situation
problemas.
Has broken him.
La situación lo había quebrado.
The failure of others have broken
los fracasos
him.
De los demás lo habían quebrado.
It has him in this condition.
Lo tienen en esta condición.
And life up to this point has been defined by his circumstances.
Y la vida hasta este punto ha sido definida por sus circunstancias.
He was a boy at the time of his fall.
Era un niño en el tiempo de su caída.
But now he's a full grown man.
Pero ahora es un adulto crecido.
And he's had to live a life reminded.
Y ha tenido que vivir una vida
acordándose.
Eres quebrado.
You're flawed.
Estás caído.
Nobody wants to deal with
nadie
you.
Te quiere a ti.
Nobody wants to mess with you.
Nadie quiere tratar
you can't
contigo.
Even walk.
Ni siquiera
you're
puedes caminar.
Lame in both of your
eres
feet.
Cojo en tus dos pies.
He stands there, a broken man.
Está parado ahí un hombre caído.
With nothing to offer the kingdom.
Sin nada que ofrecerle al rey.
And nothing to offer the king.
Y nada que ofrecerle al reino.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's the story of everybody.
Es la historia de todos.
He He's standing there.
Está parado ahí.
And he's standing in front of the king.
Y parado enfrente del rey.
And he's standing in the palace.
Parado en el palacio.
They already broke the news to him. Look, I've come to bless you. I'm not coming to do you any harm.
Ya le dieron las noticias, te vengo a bendecir.
But he's standing there in his condition.
Pero está parado ahí en su condición.
It's the garment that he's been wearing his whole life.
Es la ropa que cargaba toda su vida.
And he's trying to figure out, why am I standing in the king's presence?
Y quiere averiguar por qué estoy parado en el palacio.
And such were some of us.
Y así éramos nosotros.
We were broken and busted and broken down.
Éramos quebrados, lastimados y destruidos.
And we didn't have anything to offer God.
Y no tenemos nada que ofrecerle a Dios.
And you didn't have anything to offer the kingdom.
Y no tenías nada que ofrecer al reino.
But I thank God.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios.
That I serve a God.
Que sirvo un Dios.
That knows where I am.
Que sabe dónde estoy.
I thank God today.
Le doy gracias a este día.
That I serve the Almighty God.
Que sirvo al Dios todopoderoso.
That can look beyond all of my faults.
Que mira más allá de las caídas.
And look deep down to every need that I have.
Y mira profundamente a la necesidad.
Do I have any broken people in the
Tengo
house?
Tengo personas quebradas en la
Do
casa.
Do I have any flawed people in the house?
Tendrá alguien quebrado en esta casa.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
David looked beyond the flaws.
Y David miró pasar de los problemas.
He looks beyond the fall.
Mira más allá de las caídas.
He looks beyond the current condition.
Mira más allá de la condición ahorita.
And he tells him over and over again.
Y le dice una y otra vez.
He says, "I want you to eat at my table."
Quiero que comas en mi mesa.
He said, "I want you to be as one of my sons."
Quieres que seas como uno de mis hijos.
He offered him an invitation to the king's table.
Le dio una invitación a la mesa del rey.
I just come to preach to some broken people in the house.
Le vengo a predicar unos quebrados.
That have nothing to offer.
Que no tienen nada que ofrecer.
I've come to preach to those in the house today.
Le vengo a predicar a los que están en la casa.
That you don't have anything to give to God.
Tú no tienes nada que le puedes
you
dar a
feel
Dios.
Like you're just standing here.
Te sientes que nomás estás parado
and
aquí.
In your brokenness and in yourself.
Y en tu condición caída.
You don't even have the ability to pull yourself up.
No tienes ni la habilidad de levantarte a ti mismo.
But I come to tell you today.
Pero te vengo a decir este
that there's
día
a God in the house.
Que hay un Dios en la casa.
That's offering you an invitation.
Te está ofreciendo una invitación a la mesa.
There's a God in the house.
Hay un Dios en la casa
that wants to cast away your brokenness.
Que quiere echar afuera tus problemas.
There's a God in the house.
Hay un Dios en la casa.
He's in this house today.
Está en esta casa hoy.
He wants to cast away the brokenness.
Y quiere echar afuera los problemas.
You're standing lame in both.
Estás parado cojo
of your feet.
En tus dos pies.
And we know what this is. We know how this is. We know what it is to stand in this condition.
Y sabemos lo que es. Sabemos lo que es estar parado en esta condición.
Helplessly unable to do anything for ourselves.
Sin esperanza y no podemos hacer nada por nosotros mismos.
Because we've been broken.
Porque somos quebrados.
But I'm here to tell somebody in this house.
Pero le vengo a decir a alguien en esta casa.
That this preacher has come.
Que este predicador vino
a predicar. To offer you an invitation to the king's table.
Para darte una invitación a la mesa del rey.
All you've got to do is accept the offer tonight.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es aceptar la invitación.
I know you might not be able to move much today.
Yo sé que no puedes moverte mucho.
In the midst of your brokenness.
En medio de tu problema.
In the midst of all the flaws.
En medio de todas tus caídas.
But if you can just say, God, I just want to sit at your table.
Pero si puedes decir, Dios, yo me quiero sentar en tu mesa.
I may be broken today.
Tal vez estoy quebrado hoy.
I may be flawed today.
Tal vez estoy caído hoy.
But God, if I can just get to your
Pero Dios,
table.
Si puedo llegar a tu mesa.
Come on, I'm preaching to people today.
Le estoy predicando a alguien.
That you've been broken by life.
Que estás quebrado por
I'm
la
preaching
vida.
To people today.
Le estoy predicando
that you've been
a alguien.
Broken by situation.
Que estás quebrado por
I'm
la
preaching
situación.
To people today.
Le estoy predicando
that you've
a
been
alguien.
Broken by circumstance.
Que estás quebrado por
it
la circunstancia.
May not be your fault.
Y tal vez no es tu culpa.
But I just come to offer an invitation to the king's table.
Pero vengo a ofrecer una invitación a la mesa del rey.
I come to remind somebody today.
Le vengo a acordar a alguien este día.
That there is an invitation in this house.
Que hay una invitación en esta
to
casa.
To come and sit at the king's table.
Para venir y sentarte a la mesa del rey.
You may have forgot how to get there.
Tal vez te olvidaste cómo
you
llegar.
You may have lost your way.
Tal vez perdiste tu camino.
You may have lost your seat.
Tal vez perdiste tu asiento.
But at 400 Roebuck Parkway,
Pero en 400 Roebuck
on a
Parkway,
Wednesday night,
un miércoles en la noche,
we're making room at the king's table.
Estamos haciendo espacio en el
we're making room for the broken.
Hay espacio para los
we're
quebrados.
Making room for the lame.
Hay espacios para los cojos.
We're making room for the halt.
Hay espacios para los caídos.
I wish I had somebody in the house
oh, yo quiero que haya alguien
that
en la casa
remember what it was like
que se acordara
the
cómo
first
sea.
Time
la primera vez
you sat at the king's table.
Que te sentaste en la mesa del
Does
rey.
Anybody remember the night?
¿Habrá alguien que se acuerda de
Can
esa
you
noche?
Go back in your mind
te tienes que acordar
when God found you
cuando Dios te encontró,
and you were lame in both of your
feet cojo en tus dos pies,
and you sat at the king's table
te sentaste en la mesa del rey.
Praise God. It was an invitation.
Era una invitación.
It was a request to come.
Era un requisito venir.
It was an attempt to get somebody to join them at the table.
Era la intención de Dios invitarlo a la mesa.
David was sitting on his throne.
Y David estaba sentado en su trono.
And he says, "Who can I show the goodness of God to?"
Y dijo, ¿a quién le puedo enseñar la bondad de Dios?
He said, "Whose life can I change today?"
¿Quién, cuál vida puedo cambiar hoy?
Whose life can I make in a different place today?
¿Qué vida puedo tocar este
the same
día?
Way that the kingdom changed me.
Así como el reino me tocó a mí.
He said, I want to do something that's going to last.
Yo quiero hacer algo que va a durar.
I want to show kindness in a way that will change somebody's life forever.
Le quiero enseñar amor a alguien que
he said, I know what I can do.
Dice, yo sé lo que puedo
I
hacer.
Know what can affect change.
Yo sé lo que puede afectar el cambio.
He said, let me bring somebody from their world
dije, invito a alguien de su mundo
to the kingdom today.
Al mundo del reino.
He said, let me offer somebody an invitation to the king's table.
Una invitación a la mesa del rey.
Can I preach about the table today?
¿Puedo predicar de la mesa?
The table is not just for decor.
La mesa no nomás es para decoración.
It's not just where we sit down and eat.
No nomás es donde nos sentamos a comer.
But the table symbolizes a lot of things.
Pero la mesa simboliza muchas cosas.
When you find the table,
cuando encuentras la mesa,
you find a place of family.
Encuentras un lugar de familia.
Mephibosheth had been lost away from his family.
Mephibosheth había perdido su familia.
He was taken in by another man.
Él fue tomado por otro hombre.
He grew up in a house that wasn't his.
Creció en una casa que no era de él.
And he lost his sense of family.
Y perdió el sentido de la familia.
He lost his sense of community.
Perdió su sentido de la comunidad.
He lost his sense of gathering.
Perdió el sentido de la unión.
But that's what the table is for.
Pero para eso es la mesa.
Because the table symbolizes family.
Porque la mesa simboliza familia.
It symbolizes community.
Simboliza comunidad.
It symbolizes a place to gather.
Simboliza un lugar para unirse.
Gather around the table.
Para juntarse en la mesa.
With people that you love.
Con personas que amas.
And Mephibosheth lost that.
Y Mephibosheth perdió
he
eso.
Didn't have that for a long time.
Pero no lo tenía por mucho
he
tiempo.
Didn't have anybody to call family.
No tenía nadie que era su familia.
But all that was
pero
a day.
Todo eso era el día.
What David said.
Donde David dijo,
is there anybody I can bless?
¿Habrá alguien que puedo bendecir?
He said, I want you to come and sit at my table.
Él dijo, yo quiero que te sientas en mi mesa.
And when he sat down at the table,
y cuando se sentó en la mesa,
it was more than just something to eat.
Era más que nomás una
when he
comida.
Sat down at the table,
cuando se sentó en la mesa,
it was more than just nice decor to put in the middle of the kitchen.
Había mucho más que nomás la decoración.
But when he sat down at the table,
cuando él se sentó en esa mesa,
he had a sense of belonging.
Tenía un sentido que
am
pertenecía
I preaching to anybody in the house
le
today
estoy predicando a alguien esta noche
that you remember what it was
que tú te acuerdas cuando
to be lost without a cause out in this world all by
en
yourself
este mundo, tú solo.
But somewhere along the line,
pero en el camino de Dios,
God offered you an invitation
Dios te ofreció un
to come and sit at his table.
Para que te sentes en su mesa.
He said, I'm not going to leave you out there by yourself.
Él dijo, no te voy a dejar allá afuera
but
sola.
You're going to come into my house
pero vas a venir a mi casa.
And you're going to eat with my children.
Y vas a comer con mis hijos.
And you're going to be as one of my sons.
Y vas a ser como uno de mis hijos.
I just come to preach to somebody
le vengo a predicar a alguien.
And just let you remember what it was like
y quiero que te acuerdes cómo
the
era.
First time that you got invited over
la
for dinner.
Que te invitaron a la
the
cena.
First time that you got invited to the king's
la primera
house
vez que te invitaron a la
the
casa
first
del rey.
Time that you came and sat at the king's table
la primera vez que te sentaste en la mesa del rey.
The table symbolizes
la mesa simboliza
a place of provision
un lugar de provisión.
Because when you get invited to the table,
porque cuando te invitan a la mesa,
there's always provision at the table.
Siempre hay provisión en esa mesa.
There's always something that you didn't have before at the table.
Siempre hay algo que no tenías antes
and
en
so
la mesa.
So when you sit down at the table,
so cuando te sientas en la mesa,
it means so much more.
Significa mucho más.
When you sit down at the table,
cuando te sientas en la mesa,
it's a place of celebration.
Es un lugar de celebración.
It's a place where the party happens.
Es un lugar donde la fiesta pasa.
And it's what it's like when you're all by yourself.
Y es como cuando estás tú todo solo.
And nobody invited you to the celebration.
Y nadie te invitó a la celebración.
But I remember the day.
Pero yo me acuerdo el día.
We were out all by ourselves.
Cuando estábamos todos solos nosotros mismos.
And we were just trying to find our way.
Y queríamos encontrar el camino.
And we were stumbling along in this life.
Y estábamos tropezando en la vida.
I just thank God today.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That somebody had the courage.
Que alguien tenía el valor.
To invite my family to the king's table.
De invitar a mi familia a la mesa del rey.
I thank God new life today.
Yo le doy gracias nueva vida.
That when my family came.
Que cuando vino mi familia.
You made some room at the table.
Hicieron espacio en la mesa.
I'm preaching to you today. Le estoy predicando a ti. Because at 28:38, we walked in the back doors.
Entramos por la puerta de atrás.
A broken and a busted group.
Un grupo quebrado.
But y'all said move over a little bit.
Pero ustedes dijeron muévase un lado.
We're gonna make some room at the table.
Vamos a hacer espacio en la mesa.
We're gonna make some room for the Irvins.
Vamos a hacer espacio para los.
Never forget.
Nunca me voy a olvidar.
You come from where I come from.
Cuando vienes de donde vengo yo.
I had good parents and they taught us well.
Tenía buenos padres.
When you come from the environments that I came from.
Cuando vienes del medio ambiente donde vengo yo.
You didn't truly know what it was like to have a sense of community.
Realmente sabes lo que es sentir una comunidad.
If it wasn't your family, then you didn't know whether to be enemies with them or be friends with them.
Porque con tu familia no
sabías ser amigos. So everybody was sizing everybody up.
Siempre estaban todos queriendo
cuidarse. But I'm thankful that when I stepped foot in the house of God.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios cuando me paré en la casa de Dios.
That I came from a whole other world.
Vine a otro mundo completamente diferente.
And I was from a whole other disposition.
Y quiero hacer una disposición.
And we didn't understand some of the lingo.
Y nosotros no entendíamos la idioma.
And some of the food we had never ate before.
Y las comidas nunca hemos comido.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But I thank God for the table.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios por la mesa.
I thank God that with open arms.
Le doy gracias que las manos estaban abiertas.
This church said, "I know you're not from where we're from."
Yo sé que no eres de donde soy
but
yo.
But you're gonna be from where we're from.
Pero vas a ser donde estaba aquí.
Because this world is not our home.
Porque este mundo no es nuestra
we
casa.
We too are just a passing through.
Y nomás estamos pasando por este
they
mundo.
They brought us to the table.
Nos trajeron a la mesa.
They shut us down.
Y nos sentaron.
And they had a spot for us.
Y tenían un lugar para nosotros.
The table symbolizes peace.
La mesa simboliza paz.
It symbolizes joy.
Simboliza gozo.
It symbolizes hope.
Simboliza esperanza.
It's when you come from a place of chaos.
Es cuando vienes de un lugar de caos.
When everything went right in your world.
Cuando todo no estaba bien en tu vida.
And your home was chaotic.
Y tu mundo era chaotic.
And your family's homes were chaotic.
Y las vidas de
and everybody in the neighborhood's home was chaotic.
Y todas en la vecindad tenían caos.
But somebody invited you to the king's
pero
house.
Alguien te invitó a la casa del rey.
It's what it feels like when you sit at the king's house.
Es como se sienta
time.
Cuando se sientan en la mesa
and you
del rey.
Sit at the king's table.
Y se sientan en la mesa
and everything
del rey.
Is put together.
Y todo está en orden.
And you finally found a place
y por
of peace.
Fin encontraste un lugar de paz.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
¿Alguien sabe lo que estoy hablando?
And when you find that place of peace.
Y cuando encuentras el lugar de paz.
They say you don't got to leave.
Dice, no te tienes
you,
que
you
ir.
Don't got to go home.
No te tienes que ir a la casa.
But you got to get out of here.
Pero te tienes que ir de aquí.
But I thank God.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios.
Because when people come from chaotic situations,
porque cuando vienen el caos,
you might not see it or understand.
No lo miras o no lo entiendes.
Brother Sam, they don't want to leave.
Hermano Sam, no se quieren ir.
When they find peace at the king's table,
cuando encuentran paz en la mesa
they
del
just
rey,
want to hang around.
Se quieren quedar allí.
When they find peace in a house that they've never seen peace before,
cuando encuentran paz en una casa que
they
nunca
just want to spend time at the house.
Se quieren quedar en la casa.
And I thank God
y le doy gracias a Dios
that nestled within the text.
Que nadie en ahí.
David said that you're always going to sit at my table.
La Biblia dice que
he said you are going to continually sit at my table.
Dice, continuamente vas a estar en mi mesa.
Which meant you don't have to go home.
Significa no te quieres ir a
la casa. I just come to preach to somebody.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien.
That all you've known is chaos.
Que todo lo que has conocido
and all you've known is calamity.
Todo lo que has conocido
and
son
all
problemas.
You've known is a messed up house.
Y todo lo que has conocido una mesa
I come
cabrana.
To tell you today.
Pero te vengo a decir,
welcome to the king's table.
Bienvenido a la mesa del rey.
And when you get to the king's table.
Cuando llegas a la mesa del rey,
you don't have to leave,
no te tienes que ir,
but you can stay here always.
Pero te puedes que quedar aquí siempre.
I come to preach to somebody.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien.
Welcome to the house of God.
Bienvenido a la casa de Dios.
Welcome to the kingdom of God.
Bienvenido al reino de Dios.
Welcome to the only place.
Bienvenido al único lugar
where there is peace.
Donde hay paz.
To the only place.
El único lugar
where there is hope.
Donde hay esperanza.
Can anybody testify to that?
Habla un testigo en la casa.
Clap your hands all over this place.
Aplaudan sus manos.
It's that place of peace. I'm telling you, I'm just gonna follow this.
Es el lugar de paz. Nomás voy a seguir un poquito más.
It's that place of peace, I'm telling you, that don't ever take peace for granted.
Ese lugar de paz, no tomen el paz en vano.
Don't ever take the joy that you find around your table for granted.
El gozo que tienes en la mesa, no lo tomes en vano.
When you invite somebody from the outside,
cuando invites a alguien de afuera para adentro,
you never know what they've been through.
No sabes por dónde han pasado.
You don't know what type of house they grew up in.
No sabes el hogar donde
you
ellos fueron
crecidos.
You don't
know the turmoil or the calamity that was in that house.
No sabes la calamidad que estaba en esa
and
casa.
And when they come and sit at your table,
y cuando vienen y se sientan en tu mesa,
they find peace.
Y encuentran la paz.
I'm telling somebody right now.
Estoy diciendo a alguien ahorita.
That it may not be your holiness that brings them into the house
tal vez
of God.
No es tu santidad lo que los trae a la
it
casa.
May be something so simple,
tal vez es algo tan simple
that these people have peace.
Que estas personas tienen paz.
I've been searching and searching for peace.
Ha estado buscando la paz.
And I couldn't find peace.
Y no la pude encontrar.
But I thank God that somebody invited
pero
me to the
gracias
table.
A Dios que alguien me invitó a la mesa.
And at the table I found peace.
Y la mesa encontré
at
la
the
paz.
Table I found joy.
A la, esa mesa encontré
at the
el gozo.
Table I found everything that I needed.
En esa mesa encontré todo
somebody
lo que
clap your hands right now.
Todos puedan abrir las manos.
At the table,
en la mesa,
you find restoration.
Encuentras la restauración.
You've been broken and separated.
Has estado quebrado y separado.
Mephibosheth was in the same condition.
Y Mephibosheth estaba en la misma condición.
And he was ousted from the kingdom.
Y estaba fuera del reino.
And the kingdom was almost cut off from
y el reino
Mephibosheth.
Casi estaba quebrado del
he didn't
Mephibosheth.
Have an inheritance.
Y no tenía herencia.
And he didn't have anything to call his own.
Y no tenía algo que llamar que le pertenecía
when
a él.
You come to the table,
pero cuando vienes a la mesa,
you're going to find a place of restoration.
Vas a encontrar un lugar de restauración.
And David said, I know the kingdom had got broken down on their watch.
Y David se dijo, yo sé que el reino ha sido
and
quebrado.
You got ousted from the kingdom.
Y fuiste echado fuera del reino.
He said, but today you're going to come back.
Pero este día vas a regresar
and there's going to be a place of restoration.
Y va a haber un lugar de restauración.
I come to tell somebody today
le vengo a decir a alguien hoy
that you need restoration today.
Tú necesitas restauración.
And the only place to find it
y el único lugar donde lo puedes
is
encontrar
at the king's table.
Es en la mesa del rey.
It's in the house of God.
Es en la casa de Dios.
It's in the kingdom of God.
Es en el reino de Dios.
Does anybody know that to be true?
¿Alguien sabe que es
you
verdad?
Were in a place where you were broken.
Estás en un lugar que estás
and you
quebrado.
Desperately needed to be restored. And I thank God today
y lo doy gracias a Dios
that the king invited me to his table.
El rey me invitó a su mesa.
Clap your hands all over this house.
Pueblos todos a batir las manos.
The king's table is a covering.
La mesa del rey tiene cubertud.
For your brokenness.
Y te cubre tus quebramientos.
Because at the cross there is a leveling effect.
Porque en la cruz hay todo nivelado.
Where everybody needs grace and mercy.
Donde todos necesitan gracia y misericordia.
And oftentimes we may get it twisted.
Y muchas veces lo miramos al revés.
Because it's easy to see it on the outside.
Porque es fácil mirarlo afuera.
And everybody can see the brokenness of Mephibosheth.
Todos pueden mirar lo quebrado de Mephibosheth.
I think about Brother David.
Yo pienso del hermano David.
As Brother David sits in the back,
y mientras el hermano David se sienta
he worships
atrás,
God.
Y alaba a Dios.
Anybody can look at him and they may say,
cualquier persona lo mira a él y
that this man is broken.
Que este hombre está quebrado.
But the only difference between me and Brother David,
pero la única diferencia es de mí y mi
and
hermano,
you and Brother David,
y tú y el hermano
is
David,
that his brokenness is visible.
Es que su quebrantura está visible.
We all are broken.
Todos estamos quebrados.
And in desperate need of a Savior.
Y desesperadamente necesitamos
don't
el Salvador.
Get it twisted, saint of God.
No te olvides de eso, santo.
You need the table.
Tú necesitas la
don't
mesa.
Get it twisted, saint of God.
No te olvides de eso.
You needed an invitation.
To the king's
house, just like the broken,
así como el quebrado,
you needed somebody to say,
necesitabas alguien que te dijera,
come to the king's table.
Ven a la mesa del rey.
There's joy at the king's
hay
table.
Gozo en la mesa del rey.
There's peace at the king's
hay
table.
Paz en la mesa del
there's
rey.
Provision at the king's
hay
table.
Provisión en la mesa
there's
del
restoration
rey.
At the king's
hay restauración
table.
En la mesa
there
del
is
rey.
A covering at the king's table.
Hay cubertud en la casa del rey.
Because the truth is this.
Porque la verdad es esta.
When Brother David put his legs under the table,
cuando el hermano David pone sus pies debajo del mesa,
that table of grace and mercy,
esa mesa de la gracia y misericordia,
it covers all of that brokenness,
cubre todo ese quebramiento,
and the same thing is for you,
y lo mismo es para ti.
Don't you get so far beyond your salvation?
No te alejes tanto de tu salvación.
That you forget where you come from.
Que te olvidas dónde vienes.
You gotta remember that you needed the king's table.
Tienes que acordar que necesitabas la mesa
you gotta
del rey.
Remember that the table was for you.
Que esa mesa era para
you
ti.
Gotta remember that somebody made a spot at the king's
alguien,
table.
Acuérdate que alguien hizo un espacio para
I wonder
ti en la
can
mesa.
We clap our hands right now?
O me pregunto si alguien puede aplaudir sus manos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Don't be quick to judge.
No seas rápido para juzgar.
There is a picture in my mind.
Hay un retrato en mi mente.
And there's a lady that I've never seen before.
Y hay una mujer que nunca he visto.
But the picture has been painted clearly in my mind.
Pero el retrato claritamente está en mi mente.
And it's the lady that the bishop talks about.
Y esa mujer que el obispo habla.
When he's in a third world country.
Cuando está en un mundo tercero.
And they're going to the house of God.
Y van a la casa de Dios.
The lady that's coming up the hill.
La mujer que corre la montaña.
She's coming up the hill on her nubs.
Que está subiendo la montaña.
She doesn't have any arms or any legs.
Porque no tiene manos ni pies.
And she's making her way to the house of God.
Y está viniendo a la camino de Dios.
And this picture is etched in my mind.
Y este retrato está en mi mente.
It is the definition for me.
Es la definición para mí.
Of what I think about.
De lo que yo pienso.
When I think about worship.
Cuando pienso en la alabanza.
And even now as we go and minister in other churches.
Y ahorita cuando vamos y ministramos en otras iglesias.
As we watch people drive into the parking lot
cuando
of those churches.
Que están caminando y manejando
I
la
get
casa.
The picture sometimes of that woman.
Yo me acuerdo a veces de esa mujer.
In my head.
En mi cabeza.
And I tell my wife.
Y le digo a mi esposa.
They too are coming to worship him.
Ellos también vienen a alabar al rey.
Don't ever forget where you come from.
No te olvides de donde vienes.
Don't ever get so shallow that you look at outward brokenness.
No te pongas y miras lo quebrado.
And you forget that we're all broken on the inside.
Y te olvidas que todos estamos quebrados
adentro. The Bible says all have sinned.
La Biblia dice que todos hemos pecado.
And fallen short of the glory of God.
Y hemos caído de la gloria de Dios.
And as we make the leap to the glory of God.
Y cuando nos acercamos a la gloria.
We all fall short.
Todos caemos cortos.
And there is a devastating fall.
Y hay una caída devastadora.
That leaves everybody under the sound of my voice.
Que deja todos abajo de mi voz.
In a place of brokenness.
En un lugar quebrado.
But I thank God tonight.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios
esta
noche.
I thank God tonight.
Dije, le doy gracias a Dios.
That there was an invitation to the king's table.
A la mesa del rey.
I thank God for the table tonight.
Le doy gracias a Dios por la mesa.
That covers all of my sins.
Que cubre todos mis pecados.
I thank God for the table tonight.
Le doy gracias a Dios por la mesa.
That covers all of my flaws.
Que cubre todos mis
Somebody
errores.
Clap your hands right now.
Alguien aplauda sus manos.
So they come to the music. I'm almost done preaching. Praise God. Consider Christ as what he came to do.
Considera lo que vino a hacer Cristo.
Luke chapter 4.
Lucas 4.
Verse 18.
Versículo 18.
He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
El Espíritu del Señor está sobre mí.
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel.
Porque me ha ungido para predicar el evangelio.
To the poor.
Al pobre.
He sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Me vino a sanar el
to
quebrado.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Para predicar liberación.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Y recuperación a los
ciegos. To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Y dar libertad a los que
están lastimados. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Para predicar el año aceptable del Señor.
Luke chapter 7.
Lucas 7.
John lived a life for God.
Juan vivió una vida para el
Señor. He was the trailblazer.
Era el que abrió el camino.
The greatest in the kingdom of God.
El más grande en el reino.
And John is sitting in a jail cell.
Y Juan está parado en la cárcel.
And the Bible says that he calls two of his disciples.
La Biblia dice que llama a dos de sus discípulos.
And he sent them to Jesus.
Y los mandó a Jesús.
He said, "Are you the Christ, or should I look for another?"
¿Serás tú el Cristo o buscaré a alguien más?
And he in the same hour
y él en la misma hora
cured many of their infirmities,
sanó muchos de sus enfermos,
their plagues and their evil spirits,
sus plagas y sus malos espíritus,
and unto many that were blind he gave sight.
Muchos de los que estaban ciegos les
and
dio vista.
Jesus answering said unto them,
y Jesús respondiendo les dijo,
he said, "Go your way."
Vayan en su camino.
He said, "I want you to tell John,
quiero que le digan a Juan,
the things that you've seen and heard,
las cosas que han visto y escuchado,
how the blind see,
como el ciego ve,
how the lame walk,
como el cojo camina,
how the lepers have cleansed,
como los leprosos
how the deaf hear,
como los ciegos,
how the dead are raised,
como los muertos son resucitados,
and to the poor the gospel is preached,
y al pobre el evangelio es predicado,
and blessed is he, John,
y bendito es aquel Juan,
who shall not be offended in me,
que no está ofendido en mí.
Bible tells us in Luke 14 about a great supper.
La Biblia dice en Lucas 14.
We don't have time to go through all of it.
Y no tenemos el tiempo de pasar por todo.
The Bible says that a man made a great supper and he bade many to come.
La Biblia dice que el hombre hizo una gran cena.
And he sent his servant at supper time.
Y mandó su siervo al tiempo de cena.
And he said, "Let them know that the supper is ready."
Déjalo saber que la cena está lista.
He had sent them an invitation to the king's
table. Mandó una invitación a la mesa del rey.
He said, "All things are ready."
Dijo, todas las cosas están listas.
The Bible says that they begin to make excuses.
La Biblia dice que empezaron a hacer excusas.
One of them said, "I bought a piece of ground."
Uno dijo, compré un pedazo de tierra.
One of them said, "I bought 5 yoke of oxen."
Otro dijo, compré
the other one said, "I married a wife."
Otro dijo, yo me casé.
they were too busy to come to the king's table.
Muy ocupados para venir a la mesa del rey.
Servant said they made these excuses.
El siervo dijo hicieron excusas.
And he said, go out quickly.
Vayan rápidamente.
He said, go and find the poor.
Vayan y encuentren el pobre.
Go and find the maimed.
Vayan y encuentren el cojo.
Go find the halt.
Vayan y encuentren el
go find the blind.
Vayan y encuentren el ciego.
And he went out and he got all of these and brought them into the house.
Y fue y trajo todos esos y los trajo a la casa.
And he said, I did everything that you told me to do.
Y dijo hice todo lo que me dijiste que hiciera.
He said, but there's still some room.
Pero aún hay espacio.
And he told his servant.
Y le dijo a su siervo.
He said, I want you to go out into the highways and the hedges.
Quiero que vayas allá en los lugares más lejos.
And compel them to come.
Y les digas que vengan.
That my house shall be filled.
Para que mi casa esté llena.
Jesus said.
Jesús dijo.
I'm making a supper.
Estoy haciendo una cena.
I'm preparing a table.
Estoy preparando la mesa.
He said, I'm going to send out an invitation to
voy
the king's table.
Voy a mandar una invitación.
Hey, I'm just one of those blind people.
Yo nomás soy uno de los ciegos.
I'm just one of those lame people.
Soy uno de los cojos.
I'm just one of the halt.
Soy uno de los que estaban
I'm just one of the ones that don't have a pedigree in Pentecost.
Soy los que no tenían un camino en
Pentecost. I'm just somebody that came from the backside of the hill.
Soy alguien que vino de afuera.
I'm just thankful to be in the house
estoy
of God.
Agradecido estar en la casa de Dios.
I'm just thankful for an invitation to the king's
table. Por una invitación a la mesa del rey.
Stand with me all over this house right
todos
now.
Párense en esta casa.
I don't have time to preach this.
No tengo tiempo predicarlo.
Stay play softly, I'm closing.
Mientras juegan rápido, rápidamente.
This has been in my spirit for a little while.
Esto ha estado en mi espíritu por un tiempo.
But it especially pressed in my spirit this past week.
Pero especialmente en mi espíritu esta última semana.
I tried to shake it. I tried to move beyond it.
Traté de alejarme de eso y moverme para otro lado.
But I was preaching last week.
Pero estaba predicando la semana pasada.
And there was in that service.
Y había en ese servicio.
Was a little boy.
Un niño.
He was about 3 years old.
Tenía como 3 años.
And that little boy came to the house of God.
Y ese niño vino a la casa de Dios.
And he and his sister had been coming on the bus to the house of God.
Y él y su hermana venían en el autobús a la casa de Dios.
Every Sunday they would go and they would pick him up.
Todo domingo iban a levantarlo.
And bring him to the house of God.
Para traerlo a la casa.
And they picked up those kids and
levantaban esos niños.
They built a relationship with these two small kids.
Y establecieron una relación con estos dos niños.
Somewhere along the way, their mom and their dad.
Y en el camino su mamá y su papá.
They split up.
Se separaron.
And when they split up, these two kids.
Y cuando se separaron estos dos niños.
Were in the middle of a custody battle.
Estaban en medio de una pelea de la custodia.
And when they split up.
Y cuando se separaron.
That father got another girlfriend.
El padre agarró otra novia.
And when he got another girlfriend, the wife, his ex-wife, was upset.
Y cuando agarró otra novia, la ex estaba enojada.
She started going crazy.
Empezó a hacerse loca.
Praise. She took those children.
Tomó esos niños.
She called that father of those children.
Le llamó al papá de esos niños.
And she said, I'm done with life.
Y dijo, ya terminé con la vida.
She said, I'm about to kill these kids.
Se voy a matar a estos niños.
She went into that house.
Fue a esa casa.
Called him on FaceTime.
Lo llamó en el en videollamada.
She said, it's over.
Y dice, ya está terminado.
It's done.
Ya no hay más.
She went in the kitchen.
Fue a la cocina.
And she grabbed a knife.
Y agarró un cuchillo.
Four-year-old little girl.
Y la niña de 4 años.
Three-year-old little boy.
Y el niño de 3 años.
She would take that knife to those children.
Tomó ese cuchillo.
She called that husband and she said.
Y la llamó al esposo y dijo.
She said it's done.
Dijo está terminado.
And she put it on social media. It's all over the news.
Y lo puso en las redes sociales.
She put it on social media.
Y lo puso en las redes sociales.
That father of those children came desperately running to the house.
El papá de esos niños vino desesperadamente.
He went to that house and bust the windows out.
Fue a esa casa y quebró las ventanas.
And he went and he grabbed those children.
Fue y agarró esos niños.
And he ran as fast as he could out of that house.
Y corrió lo más rápido que pudo de esa casa.
Those two children in his hands.
Con los dos niños en sus manos.
He took him to the hospital.
Y los llevó al hospital.
When he got to the hospital, he thought everything was going to be okay.
Y cuando llegó al hospital, pensaba que estaba bien.
That four-year-old little girl.
La niña de 4 años.
She slipped into eternity.
Se fue a la eternidad.
That little boy was fighting for his life.
Ese niño estaba peleando por su vida.
And he's in this situation.
Y está en esta situación.
Desperate situation.
Desesperadamente.
He's fighting for his life.
Peleando por su vida.
And he finally survives.
Y finalmente sobrevive.
It was just in August of this year.
Y en agosto de este año.
And I was preaching Sunday morning.
Predicó el domingo en la mañana.
And while I was preaching,
y mientras estaba predicando,
I saw the little boy sitting on the back row.
Miré el niño sentado atrás.
And I started preaching, and it was as if.
Y empecé a predicar y como.
It was as if my sermon switched, and I started preaching directly to him.
Era como si mi mensaje cambió, le estaba predicando a él.
I just started preaching hope.
Y le empecé a predicar esperanza.
And I started preaching the peace of God.
Y empecé a predicar la paz de Dios.
And I started preaching that there is a joy unspeakable in front of God.
Y empecé a predicar que hay un gozo inexplicable.
And after the service,
y después del servicio,
they brought the little boy up to the front.
Trajeron al niño enfrente.
And they laid out the situation.
Y le pusieron la situación.
And they said, "I want you to pray for him."
Dijo, yo quiero que ores por él.
I'm standing there in front of this little boy.
Estaba parado enfrente de ese niño.
He's 3 years old.
Tiene 3 años.
And he looks just like my son.
Y se mira igualito que mi hijo.
I start to lay my hands on his head.
Y empiezo a poner mis manos sobre su cabeza.
And I just started praying over him.
Y empecé a orar por él.
God, I want you to keep him.
Dios, yo quiero que lo guardes.
God, I want you to protect him.
Dios, yo quiero que lo proteja.
God, I want you to put the kingdom on the inside.
Yo quiero que pongas el reino dentro de él.
God, I want you to do something in his life.
Quiero que hagas algo en su vida.
God, it's not by happenstance that
no
we're here today.
Esperanza que...
God, it's not by happenstance that this church is
no
found.
Es coincidencia que esta iglesia está aquí.
Came to church Sunday night.
Y vino a la iglesia el domingo.
I laid hands on him again.
Puse mis manos sobre él otra vez.
That situation.
Y esa situación.
It's just been weighing on me the whole week.
Ha estado en mi cargado en mi espíritu.
I've thought about this text.
Yo pensé sobre este texto.
And I've thought about that little boy.
Y pensé sobre ese niño.
His situation.
Su situación.
It's not his fault.
No es su culpa.
I come to preach to somebody right now.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien esta noche.
You may be in a situation that's not your fault.
Estás en una situación que no
you
es
may
culpa.
Be in a situation that has nothing to do with you.
Tienes una situación que no tiene nada
but
que
you
ver
bear
contigo.
The scars of the situation.
Tienes las cicatrices
you
de
bear
la
the scars of the fall.
Tienes las cicatrices de la
you
caída.
Lame in both of your feet.
Estás cojo de tus dos pies.
Can I preach to you today?
Le puedo predicar este día.
That every Sunday,
que todo domingo,
God offers him an invitation to
Dios
the king's
le ofrece
table.
Una invitación a la mesa del rey.
That bus shows up,
y ese niño viene.
And that bus represents more than just a church ride.
Y ese autobús representa
that
más
bus
que
represents more than just coming to church and having a snack.
Ese autobús representa más que nomás venir a la iglesia.
But when that bus shows up,
cuando ese autobús aparece,
it's a ride to come to the king's table.
Es una invitación a la mesa del rey.
And that little boy may not be able to change his situation.
Y ese niño tal vez no puede cambiar su situación.
But what he can do today is he can pull up to the king's table. At the table he's going to find joy. At the table he's going to find peace. At the table he's going to find rest. Oh, I come to preach to somebody. I'm thankful for the table today.
Estoy agradecido por la mesa este día.
I don't know what's going to happen with that little boy.
Yo no sé lo que va a suceder con el niño.
But I'm telling you that if he keeps on getting on that bus,
pero te digo, si él empieza a subirse a ese autobús,
and he just keeps on accepting the invite to the king's table,
y él sigue aceptando la invitación a esa mesa,
you never know what God can do in his
nunca
life.
Sabes lo que Dios puede hacer en su vida.
Yes, he's the victim of his circumstance.
Y es una víctima de su circunstancia.
But with God, all things are possible.
Pero con Dios, todo es posible.
I'm telling somebody in this house,
le estoy diciendo a alguien en esta casa,
that you got to thank God for the king's
que le tienes
table tonight,
que dar gracias a Dios por la mesa.
That you're going to find everything that you need at the king's table. I wonder, can you come down to the altar right now? I wonder, can somebody just go ahead and lift up your hands?
Si alguien venga y levanta sus manos.
Listen, you may not be crying out for yourself,
tal vez no estás clamando por tu vida.
But there's little boys all over this city
pero
just
hay niños
like
en
that.
Esta ciudad igual que es.
And they are in desperate need
y necesitan desesperadamente ayuda.
For an invitation to the king's table.
Y ocupan una invitación a la mesa del rey.
I wonder, can you come and pray right now?
Me pregunto si pueden venir a orar.
I wonder, can you come and lift up your hands?
Pueden venir a levantar sus manos.
Somebody come and cry out to him right
alguien
now.
Venga y clame a él.
Oh. Come on, somebody press on in right now.
Alguien empuje
press on in right now.
Alguien ore
God is here right now.
Alguien ore
there's a an invitation in this house right now.
Come
and sit at the table today. Whatever you need is at the table. If you're looking for joy, it's here today. If you're looking for peace, it's here today. Come and sit at the king's
table. You can make worthy. Wash me in mercy.
Conéctese con su hermano o su hermana.